I know ha schal yemsa. So the father only left over in the diner. Rashbam says that's the bow of a kisuf, left over a ditch of water with a cover on it. And they rent it out to people. To use it, they rent it out to people. So it says aschal yemsa. Here, they're not using any money from the father's property, and the older brothers are the ones that's taking care of it right now, and so it says the profit goes to everybody. Well, it says no. You don't have to spend any money to rent out the will. It's pure profit. And so it says that the older brothers don't keep it. Well, it says no. Shani Yudaino Tilpiroso Yehudi Avida. That has to be watched. You need a watchman to watch it. And if so, if you look at time, like the Ika Schar is, that you have to watch it. So since even the younger brothers can also watch it, they have Shaykhs to receive part of this Schar. That's the Tira Vidan. Einan Tzirichim Oitzi Mishalem Klum, Olov El Lashemrei. Like all the older brothers are doing now is just watching it. They don't have to plow it. Well, you have to plow the field, the Ketanim can't plow, so therefore belongs to the older ones. They are the ones that could do it, the younger ones can't do it. But if it's only a question, you have to watch it, so even the younger ones could watch it, therefore, they get a share. Therefore, here goes the Kulam. But in a normal case where the older brothers are the ones that could do it, not the younger ones, and they do it without spending money from the father's property, they receive all the Shlach. Only what the Mishnah says, Ru Mashnich Abba, and we underway some Vyechla Mashmich Liyatma, and then they keep it for himself. Rav Safra Shavak Avua Zuzi, Rav Safra Shava, his father left over money for him. Shaklinu, he took the money. Other this, he put it into business. Also, Acha, then his brother came to Wilbedini, to cook into Dintero, like he took our father's money, he put it into business, he got profit, I want some of that profit. So, they came in front of, Omelu, he said back like this. Rav Safra, like your brother and Safra, what happened? The father died. And left over two sons, of Safra and another brother. So Safra took the money and put it into business. Took care of the money. So it's like this. Safra was a governor, rabbi. He was a great man. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He would not stop learning, stop to go into business. So Pshita, the money what he put into business for was for his own sake. Nor is it to say he's working to keep himself learning. So Avadis, as if he spoke out to say, what I'm doing now is for myself. He wouldn't take out the time just to do business for his other brother also. So Rashi says, V'choshev le'shvach nechosem machma v'chosim, v'yitzvichem torach l'kach, elikdas limcher. That was the kasha. Peretiv le'shova gilsa v'tov l'achrimi, u'kimi shoma ru mashnich abo. As if he spoke out to say, listen what my father left over, as if to say, it's all going to be for me. That since he's learning Torah, he wouldn't stop learning, stop for something else. He would only stop like to put this into business, so he should be able to learn more with the money. The Mishnah says, Isha Shashbichas Nachos Mishvichal Yemsa. Isha Benichta Yasamai Vidatai for the Makasha. What is the wife doing with Yerusha? The wife gets nothing, the son's Yashin. Or maybe Yemiyo, be Isha Yereshus. Again, we're talking about a case where the husband married his niece. So then when she also Yashin is the brother. Pshita Bezoy, so Pshita is the same Malacha. Same Malacha as the kids. So much as no. Ma, the same I would have thought to say. Kivun the Lav Dachle Mitzchuch. A wife usually doesn't bother, doesn't work on the fields. So maybe Afagav the Loipirish can be the Pirish dummy, even though she didn't speak out. It's as if she spoke out. Kamashmalan, that if the mother goes down to work on the fields, if she does not speak out that the Nechosim should be equal, that the profit should be for herself, we say she meant it should be for everybody. Only if she speaks out clearly, then she keeps the profit. But if she doesn't speak out, then it goes equal to everybody. But in the moment she speaks out, Ruma Shnechli Avli Baili, Haren Yestav, Chavos Shmichli Yasma. Pshita, of course, if she speaks out, why not? Mother, Tema, what to say? Kivon the Shvichalo, Milsa, Ti Amri, Kotocha, Kami Yasmi, Achuli Yochlo, Kamash Malon. That since she's working and she's working for the assignment, even though she spoke out, maybe she means to be Moichlo to them. Kamash Malon, no. That she speaks out, she really means it. That she wants it for herself. And I'm Rabbi Kanina Hamasi Ishal Abnai Godol Babayis. If you marry off your son in a house, Kano, you mean to give him over this house. So that's Hilchos Abnai Taima. If you marry off your son in a house, you automatically give your son the house. Fadafka, not only your oldest son, Fadafka Basula is marrying Absula, Fadafka Ishta Rishon, Adafka's first wife. Fadafka Shasiya Rishon, the first one that she's.
V'davka shesir rishon. What?
It sounds like the same thing.
He was married the first. Even with the oldest son, he had to be the first one married. Sometimes the youngest son can happen to get married first. Means he was married first also.
Another verse says, "Pshita yachad loy over bayis valiya." If the father said it so, like the son that is marrying off a house and the upstairs, so bayis kon aliyah lekona. Father Yiki meant to give him a place to live in the house itself, and he did not mean to give them the aliyah they did not have. What about bayis v'achsagu? Let's say the father set aside the house and the porch outside. Ma, what's the locho? Or else shnei batim zelif nemizir. You have two houses, two apartments, one inside the other. Teiko, that's a teiko. The father set aside both. Did he really mean to give both of them or not? As like Rishpam says, shnei batim is in tins lo. If you want to tell me that bias v'asadra kono, haimu mishum v'asadra mishub l'bayis, like the porch is for the house. Ava shnei batim, maybe no. That's more about the teiko. Meitzvei avakasha. It says, Yachid loy oviv, bayis ukli, the father set aside a house with furniture inside it. For a son, so it says, bayis ukli, so basically bayis kona, Yachid loy oviv, bayis ukli bayis, the father set aside a house with the kli bayis, with the furniture also. So lochu is kli bayis kona, that the son is kind of the furniture, but the bias like kind of the house itself is not kind of. The question is why? Like the furniture in the house is one thing, so why don't we say the father gave the house also to the son? We're talking about that the father has a warehouse there in the house. He stores things there. So since the father like uses the house, here for sure the father does not mean to give it over to the son. They say, even if the father only has his pigeons there in the house, but still is using it for some purpose, that's a swear, does not mean to give it over to your son. Rabbi Yehuda, the Pop Amri, they say, Afilu atitza dahasna, even if he has a dish of fish, some fish there, Rashi kli moe dogim, matugim b'shemen, he has a kli full of fish that's soaking in oil, also it's called he's storing something there, he still wants the apartment, here it does not mean to be marking the apartment to his son. So the Gemara says, Mazutra answer Belebrei. Mazutra married off his son, and like he didn't want to give him over the house that he married him off in, so therefore, Vitolalei Sandalei, he hung up his shoes there. Just to say, he's still using this apartment. Ravashi also, Nasra Belebrei married off his son, Vitolalei Ashisha Damashka, he hung up there a barrel full of oil, a cup, moi shemen of oil. Now, just to show he still needs this house. Amalazitra, my wisdom says like this. Hanit lost to me these three things. Shavinu rabbonik yukosa bloy taima. These three things are halacha, rabbonim made up with rabbonim, without a tam. Chod, the one is her, this halacha. And when father marries off his first son in the house, he means automatically to be machmir to give him over that house. Unless the father is using it also for still house. Ezek, what's the second one? Yom Rav Yudam HaShmil, HaKreisav Kol Mechassav Lishtoi, L'yosa La Petrupa. Even though the father, the husband, writes off all his property to his wife, we say he does not really mean it to give it to her, he only means to make her an apotropis to take care of the kid's property. Ezek, what's the third one? Yom Rav, Mon Li Biyodcha. You have $100 of mine. Tnu L'Pleini, give it over to somebody else to my Mishlosh, in front of all of us, in front of the three of us. In other words, you owe me money. So I tell you, instead of giving it to me, I want you to give it to somebody else. So the fact that I tell it to you in front of that person also, that's called the kinyan of Mayim Shloshtim. So even though there's no real sorrow for this, it's like Yerkosam the Rabbanim, Bolei Taima, with such a kinyan, Rabbanim or Masakin, such as Ach. So Shabbat speaks out, Kach Titi Chomim, if he shall do it, Todi, it happens often, Bein Avriyas, so it's Kikus Chomim, Lahakna, it's the kinyan of Adim. Since this happens very often, they made it easier that you do not have to have a special kinyan and Adim, therefore this called it was Beloy time. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding Daf Kufmem Dalad Omer Beis.